Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Pleased to have back Kathleen Ernst to talk with us about her new book, Lies of Omission, and a couple of others she's published in the last year. I've read all three of them, and I'm eager to talk with her about those books, and I know you're probably eager to ask her some questions as well. Before we do that, we'll spend a couple of minutes with Keely Baltina, who it's always fun to spend a couple minutes with. Hi, Keely.
Hey, Larry.
It's our year-end member drive, and we're celebrating Giving Tuesday here on the Ideas Network. You count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. And your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2022. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Keely, how are we doing?
We're doing really well. We really appreciate all of the people who already on a Tuesday morning have stepped up. Last hour, we heard from 23 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those gifts. Right now, we have an exciting opportunity. When 350 people make a donation today, $15,000 is secured for WPR programs, and that comes from a group of generous members.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So let's meet that challenge. I don't know if we can do it this hour. We can give it a good shot, though, Keely.
I love it.
Your gift, any amount right now, makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely on tax dollars. We do get funding from the federal government and from the state, and it really is voluntary listener contributions that make up the largest source of funding for WPR programs.
And that means your support is vital to keep Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And, hey, now that you know that, how important you are, your gift, make it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, you first join the WPR community as a listener, and then you find yourself tuning in every day. And after a while, it's just time to join the community as a donor. Funding these great programs on WPR is a real group effort.
We do this together, one gift at a time, $1 at a time. And if you've never given before, maybe start with a donation of $100 or maybe $10 a month. Whatever amount is the right amount for you. It's easy to give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have an opportunity to come together and support the organizations we care about. Today is Giving Tuesday, a day for people around the world to support the nonprofits that make a difference in our communities. Your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio powers the trustworthy news, community connections, and refreshing entertainment that you and so many others rely on. Giving Tuesday is a global movement. Be a part of it with your gift to WPR right now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support. Programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. And your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Yeah, we're so happy you're here listening to The Larry Mueller Show. We know you value your time. We value your time, too. So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio, it just takes a few minutes. Tell us your name, contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
Quick and easy to do, and your gift right now really, really helps. So take a couple of minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our Giving Tuesday challenge is in effect right now. Today, when 350 people make a gift to WPR, $15,000 from generous members is secured for these WPR programs that you rely on.
And you can choose one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You'll make a difference for WPR. And you'll provide hunger relief to people in your community.
What an opportunity there. Larry, I want to give you a quick shout out because Doris in Germantown says, I love and appreciate the uniqueness of WPR. Larry Mueller is a state treasure. Doris, I love that.
Oh, you're making me blush.
And Anne in Green Bay says, I can't live without WPR. Thank you so much, Anne, and thank you too, Doris.
Well, they're great listeners, and you know what? WPR is listener-supported, and that means that your gift is really, really powerful. It makes a big difference. So do it right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And thank you. And you can do that while you listen, you know. Kathleen Ernst is joining us right now on the show. She has a new book out. It's called Lies of a Mission. And a couple of others she's published in the last year. One, a book of poems that I really liked as well. And tell you what, if you're a fan of her work, I hope you'll join in. Questions you have for her, I'd love to have you part of the conversation. And you can do that by calling 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to ideas@wpr.org. Kathleen, welcome back.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, your new book series launches today.
Yes.
You got to be excited.
I am.
You've been writing, you know, the Chloe Ellefson series for a long time, and you've been with us many times to talk about those books. And now you're starting on another one. Why?
Well, this one actually has a long genesis. It goes back to my days as an interpreter at Old World Wisconsin, which is the large historic site near Eagle. I took a job there 40 years ago and was assigned to the German area and spent a lot of time in the two Pomeranian farms that have been restored there. I've been thinking about writing a novel about German immigrants ever since, and I finally was able to fit it in.
Well, I bet there are a lot of people, including myself, who are wondering if you're going to also continue the Chloe series.
Absolutely. I love Chloe and her partner, Relke, and they have many more adventures ahead of them.
Okay. Well, that is a relief for some people. I am sure of that.
Yes.
When you start a series, you have a lot of decisions to make besides what's going to happen. How did you decide on your characters and where and when it takes place? I'm a lot of connections with Watertown, Wisconsin, so I was kind of really pleasantly surprised to see Watertown be part of the book.
Well, that area was home to a lot of immigrants, German-speaking immigrants. And the Pomeranians, and I should just mention, Pomerania is an area that sort of curves along the Baltic Sea in northern Europe. In the 1850s, when the book is set, there was no country of Germany. German referred to a collection of language dialects. So anyway, the Pomeranians were the largest German-speaking group to settle in Wisconsin. And in 1850s, a lot was going on. It's a period that's often overshadowed by, you know, what was to come in the 1860s. Pardon me. But it was a very dynamic time. The issue of slavery was leading the country toward, of course, civil war. And the large number of immigrants that were arriving was starting to alarm some American-born citizens. And Wisconsin was one of the highest states in terms of attracting the foreign-born. And so a rising nativist sentiment became a very serious issue in the 1850s, and I thought it would be interesting to explore that.
Yeah, it really is interesting. I fortunately had a chance to finish your book, and it's really great. I really enjoyed it. Barb and DePere has a comment. Let's go there. Barb, hi.
Hi. I've been doing a lot of genealogy research. My husband's family is from Oshkosh, and we have several ancestors who immigrated in 1862 from Pomerania and other sections there. So you were talking about the large German-speaking community came to Wisconsin. I know that I think it was in Wisconsin that was advertising in that area. Can you speak a little more on why they may have ended up in Wisconsin, in Oshkosh in particular, and why they wanted to leave the area where they were?
I'd be happy to touch on that to the extent that I can. I don't know particularly anything about the history of immigration in Oshkosh, but in broad terms, people were leaving Germany or German-speaking areas for a number of reasons, and the Pomeranians were a very mixed group. You had academics who had fled a failed revolution in Germany, but most of all, you had people who were either looking for freedom of religion or looking for land of their own, because the natural resources were so depleted in the area where they had come from, and so hard for poor farmers to obtain a farm of their own. And at this time, Wisconsin had just become a state, and lots of farmland was available. It was much cheaper than what was available on the East Coast, which is why so many people, even after their long Atlantic voyage, kept heading west and settled in Wisconsin.
Oh, Barb, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. And you can join in, too, 800-642-1234, or email us to ideas@wpr.org. I wonder, did the unrest over immigrants that's going on in the present day influence your storyline at all?
Well, it's very interesting. The way this book actually got written, when I wrote the first Chloe Ellefson novel, which did not have a home, I handed it to my agent and said, okay, what will I work on now? I'll finally get to that German story I've been wanting to write while she shops it around. So I wrote the first half of this book probably 14 years ago, and the Chloe book sold, and I was off to the races with Chloe and Relke. Then when I had a pause, I pulled the book back out, and as I read it and began working on it again, it was, I think when I started it, I was looking primarily at a historical perspective, but as I was rereading it, I thought, you know, my goodness, this is so timely, all these years later, and it's these same issues are being debated and causing turmoil.
Interesting, for sure. And the main character, and I don't know how to pronounce her name, her first name.
Hanukkah.
Is it Hanukkah?
I do, yes.
Hanukkah. Okay, so I was thinking Hanukkah Bauer. A really interesting character. Maybe you could explain who she is.
Hanukkah is a very strong, capable woman, very intelligent. And her story is that she did not marry in the old country for a long time. She was living with her married brother, and that situation wasn't going very well. And she met a man named Fridolin who was traveling home. He had a farm in Wisconsin. He'd gone back home to Pomerania on business, and they just hit it off. And after a very short relationship, he asked her to marry him and come to Wisconsin, and they got married. She had to stay for a few months to take care of some family business, and when she finally reached Wisconsin, he was not waiting for her.
Just to say the least. To say the least. Kathleen Ernst, our guest today, her book we're talking about right now is Lies of Omission. She also had another book out earlier we haven't talked about, The Weaver's Revenge, and then Balancing, Poems of the Female Immigrant Experience in the Upper Midwest. I found that a fascinating read. I want to talk with her about that as well. And I always love talking to Keeley Baltina, and here she is again to help me here in this first day of our year-end member drive on the Ideas Network, and it's Giving Tuesday. A global celebration of generosity and your financial support. It's the foundation for all the great discussions you enjoy here every day. So choose WPR this Giving Tuesday and make your tax-deductible year-end gift right now for 2021 at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Keeley, how are we doing?
We're doing really well, and it's an exciting time, Larry. You know I love a good challenge, and we have one.
We have some generous members here as well, do we not?
Yeah, absolutely, because they are working to inspire other people to join WPR to support Wisconsin Public Radio, and they've got $15,000 on the table. So we secured those additional funds for WPR when 350 people today make a gift.
And I think we have about 230 more people to go. I might be wrong on that, but I think that's about the number. There's still room for you to join is what I'm telling you right now. And you can help us meet that challenge with your donation of any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry, I'm really enjoying listening to this conversation you've just started here on the show. And it's just one example, because everything you hear on WPR is the result of thoughtful preparation. We do our homework, and that's so that you get the highest quality radio programs possible. Show your commitment to that quality. Commit now when you make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, of course, sustaining members provide vital and stable support for WPR. And if you're already a sustaining member, I want to thank you so much for your ongoing support. If you aren't a sustainer yet, you could become one right now.
Yeah, because as a sustainer, you make ongoing automatic monthly donations from a bank account or a credit card. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And you'll feel really good every time you listen, because you know that your support is always current.
I especially like the talk shows. Just having a host and a guest isn't good enough for me. I really like the interaction, and I have called in, but very rarely. I just enjoy hearing other people call in and share information. It's a wonderful source of news for me. I'm Barbara Gilmore from Grafton, and Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for all my news about our world.
Well, I love that comment from Barbara. Thank you so much for that comment. And what about you? You can give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Keeley Baltina. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your support during this year-end member drive is so important. And your gift, maybe it's $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And today, be one of 350 people that helps secure an additional $15,000 for WPR. We've got a group of generous members who's created this challenge to inspire your support of the programs that you and your entire community rely on.
And your participation is really vital. You bring WPR one step closer to meeting our challenge. Give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you're already a sustaining member of WPR, that's someone making ongoing monthly donations, we really want to thank you. And it's because of that reliable support that we're better able to plan for the future.
And as 2021 draws to a close and you think about how important WPR might be to your life, consider increasing your donation, maybe by $5 or $10 a month. Easy to do, really makes a difference. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Our Giving Tuesday challenge is still in effect. When 350 people make a gift for WPR, $15,000 from generous members is secured for WPR programs like The Larry Mueller Show.
And this drive, you can provide support relief in your area. You just ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts with your donation of $10 or $20 a month. And that $10 a month, I think, will feed 25 people, something like that.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Do it right now. Make your contribution at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you. Thanks so much for joining in today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Kathleen Ernst, back with us to talk about Well, we're talking right now about her new book, Lies of Omission. Two others she's published in the last year. We'll get a chance to talk about them as well with her. But I hope you'll join in at 800-642-1234. Email to ideas at WPR.org. You know, Dave, who's near Wausau, has a comment for us. Let's go there. Dave, thanks for calling.
Yes, good morning, everyone. Great show. One of the callers asked a question regards to her family who left Pomerania, I guess, 1860 about, as to why they came over. Well, my mother told me when she was alive, and now she'd be dead because she'd be 98, that her grandpa, and he would have been born about 1860 in Pomerania, he came over because he didn't want to be drafted. The Franco-Prussian War about 1870, even though they were in Hinterpommern, which was eastern Pomerania, they lived in between Stettin and Danzig in that area, right in the middle of the town of Belgard, which is now Bialogard in Polish. But even they were being drafted and sent over to West Germany to fight the French.
All right. Comment on that, Kathleen.
Yes, thank you so much for sharing that story. I know if that was me, that would also be a very good motivator to leave.
Yeah, and just another reason, one of the many reasons. Dave, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your comments. You know, your characters are often, your main characters are often women, Kathleen. What kind of women characters do you like to read about yourself?
I enjoy reading about strong women who are also vulnerable in some way. If they are strong all the time, that's great, but I don't really want to go on a ride for them. So I try to do the same thing when I create characters, complex characters who have their faults, who have a reason for readers to care about them. And in this case, it's Hanukkah finds herself alone in a new world with no friends and no husband in a politically turbulent time. But also that the character has enough stamina and grit and intelligence to face problems head on and meet the challenges.
Yeah, and I think we can say the same about, in many ways, about Chloe Ellefson.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I'd like to think that, too. Chloe certainly has her strengths, and she also has her vulnerabilities as she hurls herself into the things that she's passionate about.
Absolutely. Well, you're seeing a future for Hanukkah in Watertown?
Yes, actually, when I found a home for Lies of Omission, I was offered a 3-book contract, so I'm already working on the next story.
Wow, that's great. And the role of the town. Maybe you could talk just a little bit more about how Watertown. It was interesting for me to kind of read about what the town was like in 1850.
It was a fascinating place. I wish I could go back and be a fly on the wall. As I mentioned earlier, the Pomeranians were a very diverse group among themselves. There were some very poor farmers out in the area, and there was also this group of sort of Pomeranian elites in Watertown who loved to gather at a local hotel, and they were actually called Latin farmers because they came over and many of them tried to farm, but these were like college professors, and they'd gather over drinks and discuss the great debates of the day, and were able to speak Latin. And I'll just mention there's a quick scene in the book where a German woman is married to one of these Latin farmers, and she goes out at night to fix his mistakes in the field. And that was based on a true story that I read.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, it was. She was fond of her husband, and she didn't want to complain, so she just quietly went out at night and fixed whatever errors he had made.
Oh, I love that story. Well, and I'm glad I remember reading it and thinking, gee, would that really happen? And I guess it has, probably
it
more
did,
than one
yes.
time, too.
<That's right.
laughs> Probably. Women had to be pretty strong. Well, they have to be strong all the time, but they had to be really strong.
They did.
Back then, for sure. And in that book, I just wanted to push that a little further. In your book, Lies of Omission, what I consider to be quite a main character is also a woman who's struggling.
You're speaking of her friend Angela?
Yeah.
Yes. Angela got pregnant and does not have a husband, and so she's sort of living on the edge. She had been sharing work at a tavern with her brother, and her brother was so disgusted that he left. So Angela gave me a chance to help Hanukkah get back on her feet, and also these two women, even though they're different in many ways, they share that tenacity and that strength and together, they're able to face their troubles.
Yeah, it indeed. Kathleen Ernst, our guest, talking about Lies of Omission, her latest book, which is out today. And I hope you'll join in with your own questions or comments or experiences. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us the email address, ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Now, what are you seeing in Haneke's? I'm sorry, in her future in Watertown.
Well, she will need to figure out how to create a new life for herself, and that's what I'm working on in the second book. It will be interesting to bring in some new challenges. Many of my readers know that I love incorporating folk arts and textiles and things. And she is an avid knitter, so she wants to establish a small knitting business as well as keeping her farm going.
And before I forget about it, I want to mention as well that you have a virtual book launch coming up. I think it's tomorrow night, isn't it?
Tomorrow night, yes. The official launch party is tomorrow night, virtual, hosted by Madison's Mystery to Me. And I will also be giving a program the night after that is hosted virtually by Economowoc's Books and Company.
So a couple, and how do people get signed into that?
If they just visit the website for either of those stores, and they will see an events page, and the events are free, but they do require registration, so you can get the link to join in. And it is I miss in-person events, but it's actually a joy to welcome people from all over too.
Yeah, and again, it's Mystery to Me in Madison, and the other, give me that name again.
Books and Company.
Books
in
and
Economowoc.
Books and Company, Economowoc. Okay, there we go. Well, I want to get to Chloe a bit, too. The 11th Chloe book came out in May, and that one's set in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, the UP, and I'm wondering what inspired you to set it there.
Well, I had long wanted to do a book about Finnish immigrants in the Chloe series. One of the pleasures of the book is exploring different ethnic groups as the series progresses. And Chloe, my museum curator main character, has been taking consultant gigs. And she's offered a job to go up and help out at a newly developing historic site. And I had been thinking about where to set a book that featured Finnish immigrants. And I happened to reconnect with an old friend from Old World, Wisconsin, Alan Pape. And he said, well, say, I've got a Finnish farm museum for you if you ever want to write a book that's set up there. And what was really wonderful about that is he had been instrumental in getting preserving this amazing Finnish farm in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which is where a lot of Finnish settlers, northern Michigan, northern Wisconsin, in Minnesota was the peak area for their settlement. So I could talk with my friend Alan about what it was like to start the museum, to find these buildings which had been abandoned, and to manage to restore them just before they sunk into the ground. So that was it was a fun book to write, and I have a lot of admiration for the Finnish immigrants, so I really appreciated the opportunity.
Yeah, it was a fun one to read as well, and you had a little twist in that story. And certainly in Lies of Omission, you caught me off guard there.
Good. That's so
I thought I knew where it was going, and without saying what it was, I don't know. She got me.
Oh, those are magic words in author's ears.
Oh, gosh. Questions for Kathleen, join in 800-642-1234, or you can email us the email address ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. And we've got some callers online coming in here, and we'll get to them. Here's Joan in Gays Mills. Let's go there. Hi, Joan.
Hi. My grandfather was the first in his family born in Wisconsin. The others were born in Pomerania.
Oh.
And the story was, he said his father's family was essentially the equivalent of slavery. He said the only difference was legally you could leave, but if you left, nobody would hire you. He said, the old lord was a decent guy, but the young lord was only interested in going to parties and getting drunk. He was the guy who lived above the stables and took care of the horses and the carriages and drove the lord and his family wherever they wanted to go. Well, the guy decided he was going to one too many parties, and one of the horses dropped dead. And so he got home in the middle of the night and got up his wife and kids and said, "We're leaving now," and they walked to Berlin.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my gosh.
What a story.
But, you know, you tell some of those stories in Lies of Omission, and we're going to have a chance to talk a bit more about that with our guest, Kathleen Ernst. Keely Baltina back with us. She came strolling in, and she is always happy to talk with me, I think. And I know she's always happy to talk to you as you listen in, because it's Giving Tuesday, and it's the first day of our member drive. And I hope you'll choose WPR this Giving Tuesday. Make a gift for the programs that keep you and so many others informed and inspired on the Ideas Network. Thank you for making a difference in your community with your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
349 of your fellow listeners make a gift for the programs that you count on. You help secure $15,000 for WPR from a group of generous donors.
It's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting the programs that inform and inspire you and the entire state of Wisconsin, for that matter.
Yeah, I mean, your participation now is vital. So be one of 350 people to meet this challenge. It starts with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And let's see, where are we? About 230 more people to contribute to reach our goal. We are listener supported. That means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple minutes and then make your gift.
Yeah, Larry, I think your point is really important. I mean, as the donor, you get to decide how much to give. It's your call. And maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
Yeah, that might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, for example. Things you enjoy that make your life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide what amount is right for you and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name's Kelly Davis, and I live in Whitewater. I like Wisconsin Public Radio because it has this focus on all things Wisconsin, which is very helpful for learning the culture of the state. And then also, once you're here, it helps you feel connected to the community. I became a sustaining member of WPR because it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And I knew every month I didn't have to make a conscious choice to do what is right. It just happens. Like, if I am listening to Wisconsin Public Radio this much, I should be giving back to it.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller here with Keely Boltina. Your support during our drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible, and your gift could be 10 or 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Yeah, you're here listening to The Larry Mueller Show, and not just listening, but you're a part of the conversation here on the Ideas Network. You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now make the decision to support WPR financially.
Member contributions power the programs you rely on, so your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so, so, so important.
Yeah, our Giving Tuesday challenge is in effect right now. Remember, 350 people make a gift to WPR, and then generous members donate $15,000 for the WPR programs that you rely on.
Now is a great time to become a sustaining member. Easy to set up. It's convenient. It's ongoing. Monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can get started at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Cynthia in Wausau says, WPR has great content and interesting topics. I always learn something new. Cynthia, I'm with you. Every time I turn on the Ideas Network, I gain something from it. And one quick comment, Marlene in Scandinavia says, I continue to appreciate enjoyable and informative programming. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much, Marlene.
We're listener supported here. That means that your gift is powerful, really makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you.